You're listening to Mobile Agent TV.
Radio!
Oh yeah, radio. Sorry, Dave.
Welcome to Mobile Agent TV. I am Michael Thorne from Remax Little Oak Realty in Langley, BC. And the co-host extraordinaire is Dave Faulkner from Bridgewater, New Jersey's Remax Preferred Professionals in the Enviro Realty team. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Friday the 13th, superstitious guy?
Nah, not me. But the boardwalk burned down the shore last day, so I don't know. We're getting hit here in Jersey. not a superstitious guy.
Good. All right, so during the broadcast, you can interact with us on Facebook.com/MobileAgentTV, or you can interact with us on Twitter using the hashtag MATVLive. Just a couple things I want to get to before we get today's show. Tim Schmoyer, a guest that we had on the show a couple weeks ago there, Dave. He's getting ready to release that new book that he was talking about on the show, 30 Days to a Better YouTube Channel. And I'm actually wearing one of his cool Video Creator TV shirts here. And he's doing a bit of a crowdsourcing for it. So you can go to videocreators.com and you can pre-buy the book. His goal is to raise $5,000, and in the first 2 days he already has $1,000 raised, so that's pretty cool. And another interesting thing, during the announcement of the new iPhone, they announced that the whole iWork suite is going to be free now. So anyone hesitating to give iMovie a try, you've got no excuses anymore. Not that the $15 was going to keep you from doing it anyway, but iMovie is now free for iPad and iPhone and all that sort of stuff. So today we're going to be talking about social media, brand building, and high-end video. And one of our guests here is Raj Kazar, which a lot of people know. And an interesting story about social media is how I met Raj. I met Raj about a month ago, and I was down in California on vacation, and coming back through Anaheim, I popped by Raj's office on a Sunday afternoon. No one was around, and so I made a little Vine video, and I threw it out on Vine just as a ha-ha-ha. And went for lunch with my family, and Raj tweeted me back, said, you know, are you still around? And I was down the street having lunch, and then we talked a little bit back on Twitter. He showed up, and we had a chance to meet each other in real life. So there's a social media story right there for you, Raj.
Yeah, I love it. That was awesome. I just couldn't believe you were at my door just knocking. I mean, no one was home, whatever, but we got to meet in real life, which is great.
Which is something we wouldn't have been able to do pre-social media, just something that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it never would have happened, ever.
Okay. So today's guest is Raj Kazar, who is the principal owner of the Boutique Real Estate Group. They represent one of the most dominant real estate teams in the Orange County real estate market. And as always, we read out our guest's 160 Twitter bio. You can get Raj Kazar on Twitter at Raj Kazar, RAJQSAR. It reads, just a guy living the dream and on a mission. Real estate, Orange County, technology, social media, hashtag TBREG. Welcome to the show, Raj.
Hey, thanks, Michael, and good to see you.
And our other guest today is Brad Patterson, whose company is Revid TV. Brad Patterson's company, Revid TV, produced our first Raj Kazar-style video, and he works with the top realtors in the Vancouver real estate market. They have the equipment and expertise to shoot Hollywood-style productions, television-style commercials, and beautiful narrated tours. You can get Brad on Twitter at Realty Cinema, and his 160 Twitter bio reads, Revid.tv is luxurious real estate video marketing. We produce creative cinematic commercials for high-end properties. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Thank you very much, Michael. Nice to be here.
So we start out every show, Raj and Brad, sort of talking about your history in the real estate market. Obviously, you guys have two different histories. Raj, give us your history in the real estate market.
Yeah, gosh, where does it start? You know, I tell this story every time I get asked this question, and I just wanted to sell one or two homes a year. I mean, that was really my goal. I had no idea how I was going to do that or where I was going to do that, but that was my goal, one to two homes a year. After getting my license, I was out at a happy hour with some friends, and a guy looks over to me and says, hey, I'm looking to buy a house. I said, no way. I just got my license. I said, well, I know nothing about real estate. He's like, neither do I. I said, well, let's do it together. So 3 days later, four homes later, in escrow, closed 30 days later. I was hooked.
I guess.
And how long ago was that, Raj?
That was gosh, a good 12 years ago now.
Okay. Okay. And Brad, same question with you. I mean, you're new to the real estate space. What's sort of the catalyst that got you into the real estate market?
Well, Michael, I'm not really in the real estate market per se. I'm just an independent filmmaker, and I would look at those high-end properties in the West Vancouver and Vancouver selling for $10 million. And I noticed that they weren't really doing anything different than the person selling a $300,000 place was doing. They had pictures. They may have the 360 video tour. And with video nowadays, you know, being so easy to send out links to people, I was wondering why they weren't using video. And not only that is, using video with people and showing a lifestyle as opposed to just showing the empty rooms and the empty space. And I thought that would be a great thing to get into. I'd like to make some of those videos, so that's how I started.
Cool. So Raj, we're going to be talking about video today, but your journey to people knowing who you are and having a real presence in the real estate market throughout North America is really more of a social media journey, I think, bigger than the Orange County real estate market. So describe your overnight success in social media. And I say that sarcastically, Raj.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you ask any of us who've been successful in this industry, I don't think anyone's been an overnight success, right?
Yeah.
Maybe publicly people noticed us overnight, over months, but literally nothing is overnight with what we do. I mean, I remember seeing this graph on like Pinterest or Twitter or somewhere, and it was a bar graph, and it's like what people think success looks like, and it was a straight line up. But what success really looks like is a crazy journey up and down and left and right until you get somewhere. But really, social just took everything that we were doing and amplified it. So it took it to another level. If you're doing social really good and you're doing real life really good, people are going to notice. And social is that tool to get you there.
And you sort of haven't really left any of the platforms unturned, right, Raj? Like obviously there's 400 of them, but you've really developed a great presence, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, and Twitter, and all this sort of stuff, YouTube. You really haven't left any place for the boutique real estate group where they sort of doesn't have a thumbprint on it somewhere.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. I mean, we saw real value, I mean, originally in Facebook, in my Facebook aha moment, literally. And I tell this story, too, and Michael, I might have told you this when I saw you, but I got on Facebook because of my wife. My wife was on Facebook. And she was searching, and she was on there and talking to people, and this is back maybe 07, 08, and she's never on the computer. So I'm like, hon, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm on this thing called Facebook. You should really check it out. It could be good for your business. And I was like, what are you talking about? So anyway, a couple days later, I log on, connect with high school and family and friends, and it was just overnight just amazing. None of us knew the power at that time of what Facebook was capable of. But my story is, a week later, a guy connects up, and he's like, hey, I see you live here in this city. I want to move there. I see you're a realtor. Can you help me out? And it was like a week later, a connection that, you know, in that time, didn't get something dropped on a doorstep, didn't get something mailed to their mailbox. It was an online connection that resulted in a real-life moment. And that moment for him was buying a house and closing escrow. So that was my aha. And I knew there was value there. And as everything else started coming along, Twitter. I mean, YouTube is huge. And obviously, we kind of live on YouTube now. But YouTube is huge. Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all this stuff we really wanted to grab. And not just get on Instagram and not have a profile photo and just follow everyone just because we linked it to our Twitter account. But get on there and talk to people and meet people. I mean, I really got to know a close Katie Lance, if you guys know, at Katie Lance. I mean, I got to know her through Instagram. And I consider her a close friend now. So it's just amazing the power of social.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, you know, we really want to talk about video. We've talked about video on the show, Raj, a whole lot. And obviously Brad's expertise and your expertise is one of the reasons why we want to talk about video today. You really went, Raj, all in on video. I mean, really to an extreme where I've never seen another agent sort of do that. What was that moment that you knew that was a smart business decision for you to bet all in on video? And what is it, do you think, that's keeping other agents from making that same bet?
Yeah, great question, Michael, and I'm asked that a lot. So I'll get to the why we went all in, but the importance of video, and I'll just say this right now, and if you guys are in the Twitter stream, you can tweet this out, but video literally has been the biggest ROI, not only for me personally in my own business, but for our brokerage altogether, bar none. Video has been the best ROI for us. And the reason for that, it is a real live living digital footprint of your business in that moment, in that time. So it's not like photos that come and go. And, you know, when you list a home on the MLS, it goes to all these websites, and you go to click on that home after it's sold, and the photos are gone if it's a public website, right? You can't get those. You can't. The MLS IDX feed is gone, right? So it's gone. But video really, truly lives. And like Brad was saying, it's a community. It's a lifestyle. It's what does it feel like to live in that home, on that street, in that neighborhood, and who's the right buyer for that? I mean, we went all in with video because I knew there was an ROI. No one in my local market was doing it, and I knew there was an opportunity to compete at a level that other agents and other brokerages were not competing at, and that truly set us apart.
Raj, okay. Just define for me what you mean or what Michael means when he says you went all in. Can you describe sort of your journey in that space? I mean, I would assume that when you started in real estate and you sold that first house, you weren't doing video the next day.
No, not at all. You know,
no. So just sort of describe that journey for me if you can.
Yeah, I knew I wanted. Yeah, for sure. And I talked about this at Inman over the summer in San Francisco, but my journey really with video, I had an aha moment like I did with Facebook. It was the same with video. I was on my iPad searching video and real estate, and there's a few people across the country, but it was really like those $30 million estates in Napa, right? Or those $20 million, 1,000 square foot condos in New York City, right? But no one was doing video at the normal $300,000 condo, right? Or the $1 million home, right? That's kind of our bread and butter, right? In that like $1 million to $2 million price point. But no one was doing that. So I just soaked it all in, and I got lost watching video in real estate, and I knew I wanted to do that. So I contacted a local video guy, and I said, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. I want to interview a few people. I want to showcase the house, but it would be so great to grab a local resident from the area and video them, and we videoed them in my office. And then how about the homeowner? And then how about me talking about the home and what it's like to live, because I grew up here in Orange County. So that was kind of the initial. So what's really funny about that story, the video didn't sell the home at all. The home sold in 9 days over list price, but the owners of that home took the video once we were done and sent it to their entire neighborhood email database, right? Everyone in the neighborhood, they have a bunco group, and they sent that video like, oh my gosh, you need to meet this guy. Not only did our home sell over list price, was listed with another broker for over a year, we had 10 showings in a year, but this guy sold it in 9 days more than what we expected, and check out this video. So I went to the entire neighborhood. 2 days later, my phone rings. It's like, hey, Raj, I saw this video you did. Can you come over? I want to talk to you. I live in XYZ neighborhood. So went over there, talked to him, got that listing. So that was a $1 million listing that we got another $1 million listing because of a video we did on the first house. So aha moment, right? So we got a $1 million listing because we shot a video. Okay, so what do we do next? I knew that the cost of shooting video consistently on every single listing was going to get expensive to get the cinematographer, to get the camera, get the rental gear, the lights, the boom stands, the sliders, the glides. Brad, you know all this stuff is so expensive, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can't rent that every single time. We're doing 50, 60, 80 listings a year. It's impossible. We bought all our own stuff. And David, that's what I mean. We bought all our own equipment. So literally, we're a brokerage, small brokerage, but we own all our cameras, lenses, boom stands, lights, gliders, slides, whatever, we own it all. And if we don't own it, we'll go buy it, right? That's what I mean, we went all in. So now what we get to offer to our agents is, you know, after an office meeting, you're sitting on the couch and let's talk about why you love real estate. We just pushed 4 or 5 agent bios, 1.5 minutes long on our YouTube channel, on agents just talking, free for all, right? So they're just talking about why they love real estate, how they got into real estate, what's the American dream all about? I mean, that stuff is just butter, man. It's just awesome. And if you're a brokerage out there, or you're building a team, or you're building a brand, this is a great way to do it.
Okay, so on that note, I'm going to pass it over to Brad. Brad, you meet with some great agents in the Vancouver area that sort of get what Raj is talking about, and you also meet agents and you have discussions where people just don't see the value in it. What does it do you think that's keeping these agents that have, and especially in Vancouver, $5, $6, $10 million listings, from doing what Raj clearly says is a no-brainer ROI?
Well, the thing is, Michael, it's like, that's the thing, is that they don't want to put up the money, and nobody else here is doing that. So they don't feel the need to compete. They don't feel the need that they have to do it. And if they don't have to do it, like, for example, they can do a little video right now and show some empty rooms, take a couple pictures for a couple hundred dollars. And that's what they're doing, and that's what they're sticking to doing. But when I do a video, it doesn't take a day. It takes a week and a half. Like, we set up, we write a story. We want to talk to the owners on what kind of people are going to be buying the house. We bring in actors. We bring in it's a production, and then I spend about a week on editing and color correcting and making sure the video it pops and it's exciting, entertaining, and it has emotion. And they right now it's just because they don't see other people doing it in the Vancouver area, so they don't feel they have to. And and again, the market isn't as good as it was a couple years ago, so they see, well, if I put out $1,000, $2,000 to do this high-end video, what if I don't sell it? What if I, that's just money down the tubes? But they don't see it as potential for clients in the future. They don't see it as putting it on their portfolio, and when people can go to their website and say, hey, you do these videos, that's so cool. I want to have that video done to my house when I sell it. And that hasn't happened yet, so I think it will eventually, but it's a slow stepping process.
Raj, isn't that the huge opportunity for you, that other people weren't doing it? Isn't that the opportunity for any agent out there in a certain market to become, and you know what, and I say it not sarcastically, I mean it honestly, when we decided to shoot our first video and we hired Brad to do it, it is because of Raj Kazar and seeing what happened that we even call it a Raj Kazar style video. I think we engaged on Twitter on that. Because we took what you were doing and said, no one else is doing that here, but obviously I'm glad that no one else is doing it here because that presents an opportunity to dominate the marketplace like you have, right? Isn't that what agents should be looking at? Shouldn't they be lucky that other agents aren't doing it?
Yeah, so what happens, Michael and David, I mean, agents are understaffed. They're trying to be everything and do everything all on their own. They're trying to be the photographer, the videographer. They're trying to stage the home on themselves. They're trying to be the tech guru and the social media guru. And then they're trying to manage people, right? That's because that's kind of what we do in our business. We're managing people. So they're trying to do all that, and they don't want to let go. So what we try to push to our agents and kind of engrave in them is, hey, we've set up a brokerage here that lets you, gives you the power to be an agent. So let's shoot video. Let's take kick-ass photos. Let's get a social media content campaign going for you that's not just listed on Facebook. But it's so much more than that, right? Let's hit every channel. Let's hit it multiple times. Let's push it out. What's this home going to look like on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Pinterest, right? I mean, it's all of that. But agents are trying to do that all on their own. They don't want to let go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're driving around from city A to city B with a tree in the back of their car and not worried about the SEO of the value of that ROI of that video on YouTube. So when someone searches homes for sale in Vancouver, they're not going to show up because they're worried about a tree in the back of their car as they're driving from one place to another to save $20 instead of renting a tree. That stuff makes me crazy, right? So they're just understaffed, and that's why they don't get it. The other side of the coin, Brad, is agents are scared to be on camera. They're scared of what they're going to look like. I know that pushed me back for a while, but we do these lifestyle and community videos. And Brett, you guys, the dinner party was great. I mean, you don't have to be on camera, right? But it's a great way to engage with your community or your friends or get something going on Facebook. We did this the other day, if you saw that. Looking for a luxury car for a mini movie we're shooting at a new listing. And I got 15, 16 comments. And then, oh, by the way, I think we got a Rolls Royce Phantom. I mean, how sick is that going to be, right? That would probably cost you a couple $1,000 for the day to rent. And then I get a text that's like, hey, my boss has a G4. Okay. I'm really naive. I have no idea what a G4 is, so I have to Google it. But it's a jet airplane. I mean, do you see the storyline setting up here? That is not possible without social, without talking about what you're doing and connecting to people, right? So I couldn't go to John Wayne Airport and talk to Gulfstream and get a jet. There's no way, right? None of us could. Mm-hmm. But the power of social gets you out there, and it's like, oh my gosh, now I have a jet. Do you want a Ferrari or a Rolls? I mean, that's the stuff that we're dealing with, right?
Can either one of you guys or the both of you comment on, I mean, because I've heard you guys talk about ROI, and you're talking about $1 million, $2 million, and $3 million, you know, the average market. But the average real estate agents in most markets, like my market, $300,000. So the commissions are definitely much less than in the $1 million plus and the $5 million properties. So how would you suggest that they start? They can't obviously go all in and buy all this equipment. How would you suggest that our average real estate agents start to do video of the way you guys are doing it?
Brad, do you want to take that, or do you want me to take that?
Sure. Well, the thing is, like, if I don't know what, there's definitely properties out there that are worth over $1 million, and it depends what you want to, what kind of clientele you're looking for. If you want to move up, I think video is a great way to do that. I think if you put a little bit into one video, you can show that you can actually, you know, people from a higher price range can look at that and say, hey, this guy is putting a lot of effort into these listings, and look at what he does. I want him to sell my house. Like, the next guy is not doing that, so it gives you an advantage in the market. I think that, you know, even if you don't do like a super high end, like the last one we did, we had helicopter shots, and it was, you know, it was a huge production. But you don't, you know, but start slowly and move your way up. It's only going to get bigger and bigger, so you got to start somewhere, and I think it'll pay off in the end.
I totally agree with Brad. I mean, you got to walk before you can run, right? We didn't jump in a helicopter with our first listing video, no way, but we did jump in one, right? So you just got to have a mindset and know that everything you're doing is going to create a carbon footprint on Google, right? And everyone's on Google, right? And then you get to talk about it on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Pinterest, and that is going to push everything you're doing to another level. It's just as simple as that. And no one knows the neighborhood as good as you do, right? If you're selling in your city, like, you know the best places to eat. The best dry cleaners, the best pizza spot. Where to find that hole-in-the-wall taco joint that nobody knows about. So let's talk about it, right? And then let's portray it in a way that's, you know, a bit classy. So when you have that $300,000 listing, David, it's going to look like $1 million, right? And it's not just the video, it's the photography. Like, what do your photos look like? So we first got noticed because of our photos. Our photos were just drop-dead amazing because we didn't just show up with an iPhone or a camera. We hired, like, the best of the best. And then we took those photos and digitally edited them and color enhanced them and not Photoshopped them, but made them look beautiful, right? Architectural Digest quality. So that's how we first got noticed. But then we did the video, and then it was like, oh my gosh, beautiful photography and beautiful video. Wow. And a tech back, oh, and social and content and not cheesy content. Asking questions, engaging. No tweet left behind, as my friend Katie says. Right? We're talking to people, right? If someone talks to us, we're going to talk back. That's just how it is. So it starts here, it ends there, and then you're on the show with you guys, you know? I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get better than this, Raj. This is a dream come true.
I mean, right? It is, right?
But it's funny because we are talking, we keep talking about two different types of ROIs. And so we're talking about ROI on getting the listing sold. And we're also talking about ROI being getting the next listing, right? There's two different things we have to look at when we produce a video on any one particular piece of property. So let's talk about that. It always shocks me when I talk with Brad about some of the, I mean, the marketplace that we're in, we see the odd $1 million listing out here in the Fraser Valley. We're about 45 minutes east of Vancouver. But in Vancouver, there's $5 million plus properties all day long. That realtor doesn't make a commission unless that property is sold. So if you think that the investment on a video is going to help sell that property, it shocks me that realtors don't want to spend money, because if you don't spend money, you're not going to make the commission. So, Raj, what do you think the ROI on a great video is for that property's ability to sell? And what's the ROI for Raj Kazar and the boutique real estate group in Orange County, California, on the same video?
Right. So it's, you know, I always get the question, like, how much are you going to make if you do a video here versus here? How much does it cost to do a video here versus here? But this is how I kind of see ROI, okay? We're so in the moment, right? As agents, as brokers, as teams, we're just in the moment. We want information right now. We want our answer to our question right now. We want to sell that house right now. That's just how we are. So the last year or so in Orange County, I pretty much think it's been the same across the country, all our agents are like, why do I have to do a video? It's going to sell tomorrow. I'm going to put it on the MLS. I'm going to price it right. It's going to sell tomorrow. Okay, so that's right now. But how about 3 years from now when, you know, maybe rates are 7%, 8% and the market's totally slowing down and all that money that's coming from outside of our country is stopping. It's not coming in anymore, right? You have no digital carbon footprint, right? So when people are searching now, they're not going to find you because you sold 30 homes last year, but you didn't shoot a single video. You didn't do a single thing on Google with that, right? So the point is the ROI is in that listing right now. You need to explain this to your clients. Say, hey, I'm taking the listing now, but it's not going to hit the MLS for a few weeks. They're like, what do you mean? We just signed paperwork. Well, we're going to take our time and do it right up front. So we're going to stage the home. We're going to do great photography. We're going to create a back-end SEO-driven social media campaign that's linked to Facebook and Google and everything else. Okay? Then we're going to, like this one yesterday, we walked a house. We're talking about a storyboard. We're talking about an actor playing the piano, talking about the jet plane and the Rolls Royce, talking about a birthday party with kids jumping in a pool. I mean, when the owner sees you talking like that, they realize that you're not the guy at big box brokerage next door. They realize that they're meeting your videographer, your stager, your interior designer, your intern, and the rest of your team, your assistants are like, holy smokes, this guy's not messing around. So that is the experience that we're able to create, not only with our team that gets them excited to get that next listing, to get our videographer on board, to get the stager there and do all that, but it's the experience that is beyond social. It's interaction with your clients that are like, you should have seen what this guy did in my home. He actually shot a movie in my home. They had three cameras, they had lights, they had all this equipment coming in. We had no idea, right? I mean, you guys did the dinner party video. I'm sure that you didn't do that in an hour or 2 hours. You know what I mean? There was food, there was drink, there was people, there was dessert. You know what I mean? There was, that doesn't happen overnight. It's got to be planned. So most agents have the mentality they're in the moment. They get a signed listing. They're calling their photographer as they leave the home to be at the house in the next hour, right? They don't care if the toilet seats are up or down or whatever, the bed's not made. They just want to shoot it and get it on the MLS. We're a little bit different. We're waiting. We're doing it all right up front. So a month or two down the line, if it hasn't sold, it's not because we didn't shoot a video or we didn't take great photography, right? That's the point. That's the ROI. So I can't give you a physical number. Everyone wants a physical number, but like
no,
Michael,
no, I don't. I mean, it helps you obviously sell a particular home, but it's interesting to hear you say it. I feel the same way, and it's the complete opposite. I think a lot of agents feel, Raj, and Brad and I have talked about this a lot. If when we listed the home that we shot the dinner party for, if we had gotten an offer on the property the next day, I still would have shot the video.
Right.
You know, I still would have shot the video because I see long term, like you say, a year down the road, 2 years down the road. That's the value that's going to separate you long term. And so when we first listed it, I said, Brad, we're doing this, and here's the day we're doing it. And I didn't care about if the market ate that property up or not. We were still doing it because it's great for the homeowner. And it's amazing for our brand building in our marketplace.
Right. It's the difference between a transactional broker one at a time, like Raj said, and building a business.
Business.
For long, long term.
Yeah, exactly right, David. And you know what? This work ethic that we have, it transcends cultures. People get it no matter what culture you are. They understand someone who's hardworking, has a work ethic, and has a strategy in place. I mean, we deal with a lot of different cultures here in Orange County. And people come to us after a transaction, they're like, you guys work harder and smarter than anyone we've met. You've taken something that is truly a business model and incorporated it into real estate, which most agents don't think like that, right? They don't. They're transactional based. They talk about sides and how many did I do this month and how many is it going to take and blah. We don't talk like that. We don't talk about stainless steel and granite when we're walking through a house. We're talking about storyboarding. Where's the cameras going to go? When the Bentley pulls into the driveway, where are you going to be hiding so you're not in the shot? Right? That's a different level, right? And that's not today's – I mean, that's where you have to be as today's agent. You can't be thinking sides. And this listing's 200 grand. I'm barely going to get it on the MLS with some cheesy iPhone photos, right? You can't be there. That $300,000 listing that you take has got to look like $1 million, or most likely you're not going to get the next one. And if you are lucky enough to get the next one, I think, personally, you're doing your clients a disservice.
Yep. Brad, Raj just talked about it, about what it takes to do one of these videos. Why don't you walk us through a little bit? What wouldn't the average agent know? And I was shocked by it. I mean, you know, I was like, this is taking forever. But yeah. What would the average agent not know going into what it takes to produce one of these videos?
Well, it makes a big difference if you're using people or you're not, right? If you're not using people, then it's pretty easy. You go in and you do a couple slide shots and you do room to room and it's no big deal. But it's when you're using it actors and you're using a story and you're using and you have a shot list that you want to bang out, it's a lot of work. You got to get all the shots done. You got to get everybody there. You got to get all the props you want. You got to get, yeah, exactly what Roger was saying. If you need the cars, you need everything to be perfect. You're looking at about a 10-hour shoot, just to bang out the day, and then you got like all the gear, loading it up and getting it and then putting it away, and then editing takes about, for me, I do editing in about a week. So I spend a week on the video, getting the music right, getting the feel right, getting all color correcting every single shot, and it's to have a final product. So it's a 2-week process, the planning, the shooting, and the editing. It's not you're just banging out in a day kind of thing. So it's like shooting a movie.
Yeah, it really is. And what a great story, Brad. So, like, you're in there at a listing with Michael, and Michael's like, yeah, I'm bringing my cinematographer in, Brad Patterson, and he's going to walk you through kind of what we're going to do. So we're thinking, like, we're going to shoot a movie in your home. So let's walk the house. Okay, so I see the guy walking in the front door. He just got off a hard day at work, right? It's like that whole thing, and they see you guys talking. You're like, I want this angle, and as the guy's going up the stairs, I want the belt thing around the waist with the camera hooked to the guy's waist, so you can really feel like you're walking up the stairs with... like Mr. So, right? Like that's the whole thing. And then you say, hey, not only are we going to shoot this movie, but I am going to physically touch every scene in this video, right? I'm going to color correct. I'm going to digitally enhance. I'm going to do all this. And then, right, you take the argument away from commissions, right? So they're not going to try to dock your commissions because they, like, oh my gosh, you're doing that at my home? Right? You're worth that. Like, you're only charging X percent? Like, shouldn't you be charging more? I mean, that's the conversation you get to when they see your team and that model come in. So I love where you guys are at.
Yeah, and it's one of the things, like you say, in this world of connectivity, what is that homeowner going to do besides rave about how awesome their home looks to all of their friends? And since in the world where we live in, I think the stat is 85% of the people trust a peer recommendation, they're going to sing the praises of Raj Kazar or Dave Fockware to all their friends and family. You've just added so many people to, this is the guy I'm going to call when I'm ready to sell my house. And that happens, I mean, no one's not going to share one of these videos with everyone they know. It's amazing. And Raj, you do tell a story about a video that you had on a property that wasn't actually maybe an A property, but the community was desirable. And so you went to shooting the video to talking about the community, and then that actually what you think sold the property for market value or higher because of that, right? So there's always a story to be told.
There's always a story. And you know that $300,000 listing, I mean, one of my colleagues, Jeremy Lehman, he took a $300,000 condo in the heart of Orange County. It was a luxury low-rise condo, but the price point, David, is $300,000. But what we did is he cameoed in it. He had just bought a brand new puppy. We put a post on Facebook for an actor. We got someone for free. Right? So we did like a community video. She's walking in, she's working out, the dog comes home. I mean, this whole thing is right by Disneyland, so the fireworks were going off. We got that shot, but the ROI there wasn't just for us. We got the highest closed sale in that community ever, right? It went $30,000 above listed price. It appraised at value, right? It was all the wheels were perfect for that. And so then we shoot some stuff out to that community. Jeremy gets another call. Oh, another listing. Okay, another one. So that's three in a row, all 300,000 plus, over $1 million, right? Okay, and we just got two more. So that's five listings in the same community started from the video. So, I mean, there's a little ROI on a $300,000 video that maybe cost a few hundred bucks to shoot, but because we got a lot of free perks, right? So if that's not motivating enough, then that doesn't turn the light bulb on as an agent. Add a $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 price point with no one else doing it in your community, right? I think that's where you need to be. That's where your head needs to be at.
And one of the things you've done, Raj, you've got a cinematographer on staff.
Yeah.
So that guy is or girl is out shooting video all the time, right? I mean that's why there's value in having someone on staff. So you're getting this huge digital footprint that it's gonna be hard for anyone to really catch up.
Yeah, it's gonna be really tough. So again, another thing, David, all in. So not only do we own all this stuff, but we've got a guy and you know now he's busy now, right? So we're getting stuff, we're getting it cut, we're getting it shot, we're pushing it out, we're doing all that and just having fun with it.
I think because Michael and I on the show, we've talked about video and we kind of started at this basic level. What you guys are talking about is kind of makes you think. Going all in, something to be said for it.
And there's
a few agents out there going to do it, but I can certainly see that if you have the guts, you know, to just jump in with both feet, because it would take some kind of an investment for somebody in their marketplace to do that, I can see the return.
I will hire Brad over and over and over again. And one of the things, we don't go after expired listings. It's not something our team really does. But if a high-end property expires in our area, they're getting a DVD of the dinner party dropped off on their front doorstep and says, hey, when you're ready to market the home again, why don't you watch this video? Who are they going to call, right? Like, it's a no-brainer. So my investment with Brad to now have that out there to say, there's not a high-end property in my marketplace where I don't think we've got a really great chance at getting, you know? And then there's two of those videos and three of those videos. I don't think people are going to go back and watch a 360 photo tour of a property after it's sold. I'll go back and watch Raj's videos over and over and over again, and so they do have evergreen video or evergreen value to it. So, Raj, what goes into, and Brad will shoot these too, what goes into making a great community video?
So for us, like I said a little bit earlier, it's like no one knows the community as good as you. So farmers markets, movie theaters, coffee shops, just like looking for the right buyer who would want that. Like I'll give you a great example. We had a listing in Orange County, over $1 million, but we did like a 3-day shoot. It was one of the first ones we actually did. So farmers market, the guy playing the guitar, almost kind of sort of like the dinner party movie. I think this was shot like maybe 2-3 years ago. But we had actors who were our friends, right? We had kids jump in the pool. We did the whole deal. But here's the thing. We had a great 3-4 years ago, a great content strategy on Facebook and Google for this. So we pushed out a trailer. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see a spot for movie trailers. So we're shooting 30 to 45 second just snippets or teasers of coming soon. Or like, you know, like Brad, it takes you a week and a half to cut a movie. So this is a great thing to do to push out, to give Michael and David something in their hands, 30, 45 seconds to push out, and then run some cool ads on it, some Google juice, all that stuff that you do. But the story, we ran a great Facebook ad on this 30-second trailer. I mean, the headline was something, would you live here on Facebook? Our click-through rate was like 55% on the Facebook ad. The email campaign had like almost a 60% click-through rate. I mean, we knew we had something there, but the buyer came to the open house because a friend of a friend clicked on the Facebook ad. And then they're at the open house. Oh, by the way, they don't have an agent. They're not working with anyone. Oh, by the way, we've seen that video 500 times. All our friends and family have seen the video. We feel like we know this house already before they even stepped in the door. I mean, that's that emotional connection. I wrote a post a few years ago for Inman, stirring emotions and video. I mean, that's what happens with people when they connect with the home. They're emotional about it, right? And they want the home. And it's not just a number for them. Or it's not a bedroom, bathroom count. They're emotionally connected to the home. They see themselves raising their family there, and they're connected.
Brad, as a movie maker primarily first, and as getting into real estate video as sort of a secondary thing, why is story so much different than just video of a house? Why does a story change things so much?
Well, the thing is what Roger was saying, emotion. That is the key. Video creates emotion. And video with people and feelings and showing a place through people and video, you're stirring up emotions, and people buy on emotion. They don't buy they buy how it feels. When people walk into a house, they're like, oh, it just feels right. Oh, I just have a good feeling here. It's emotion that drives people to buy. And one of the key things I wanted to bring up in Vancouver especially is that the majority of people buying the luxury properties in Vancouver aren't from here. They're coming in from overseas. They're coming in from China. They're coming in from Europe. So to have these videos and to be able to to send a link to this high-end video that creates this emotion to someone who has never actually been in this house before, they can get excited about it even before they step in the house, or even if they don't have to step in the house, because a lot of times they'll send someone over to check the house out for them. They're buying a $10 million house. They got a lot of money and they can't spare the time to fly over here just to look at a house, which is huge. And they're gonna show that video to their friends, put it on their Facebook page, say, hey, this is a house I'm interested in buying, and hey, take a look at this video. Their friends are gonna say, hey, buy that house. Look at that video. That looks amazing. So that is the power, and that is why the emotion sells. And that is why everybody should be doing these videos with people and families and friends and puppies and babies and just creating that emotion that drives someone to buy.
And yeah, love it. That's exactly right.
Brad, you and I have sat down over a cup of coffee and talked about, and it's funny how you're a story writer. You've written movies before. So I always think that there's not that, how do you come up with these stories? And you say you've got endless stories, that there's no limit to the stories that you can tell depending on the particular home, which shocks me because you think there's only so many ways to show a house, but you say that there's endless possibilities.
So it's easy for stories. I don't have a problem with the stories, because a story could be a simple thing as having a cute, what Raj is one of his videos with the little French bulldog there running through the house. Like, just having a little bit of life in the video changes everything. You can have, I have grand visions of things I want to do that I have not been able to touch yet. I have ones, I want to have videos with 150 people at a house party. I want to have a DJ set up and just showing what kind of entertaining you could do at these houses and stuff like that, but we just haven't had the budget yet. But that's coming. I want helicopter shots going out over as the car pulls up the driveway, as the people are jumping in the pool. It's endless things you can do with these videos, and they're so much fun to watch and do.
And just quickly tell us about the helicopter that you had for that amazing place in West Vancouver by the water. And it wasn't the sort of helicopter Raj has been in. It's a completely different type of helicopter.
They've come out pretty recently, and they're just camera copters. And they have a little gyro on there, so it keeps the shots all steady and smooth, and remote control. The camera goes on there, and it's like having a 5,000-foot crane or jib. Like, it's you can just endless shots you can take with that thing. Coming off the ocean, it's just unbelievable shots you can get with this little helicopter, which is so much fun and exciting for the future.
Yeah, so I think I could kind of sum up what Brad has been saying kind of like this, and it just kind of hit me. Don't think like a real estate agent. Just stop thinking like a real estate agent. Think like a producer. Think like a director. Be the quarterback of the listing, right? What's it going to look like? Like, you get to decide. It makes it fun, right? It's great to build teams and build a rock star brokerage that just is excited about that next listing. You get everyone involved, right? So the next Friday on the 20th, we're shooting a killer, the Rolls and the Jet and the piano player and the kids in the pool and the whole, inviting my whole team and all their families to come to be the background actors in this video. I mean, how cool is that, right? Not everyone will be able to make it, right? We all have a life, but still, I mean, you get people involved. Stop thinking like an agent. Just stop, right? Think like Brad. Think like a producer. Be that person in your community. It's like, have you seen what they've done? Did you see that movie? And everyone knows, right? Everyone's on social. Everyone's like, what are you up to? Why do you need a car? Are you selling it? Where's the house? And then the agents are like, where's the house? Tell me about it. Can I go see it now? It's a big deal, right? That's how you got to think.
Great advice. Stop thinking like an agent.
So I got my phone going off here. My team members are telling me, I think we need to go all in on video.
Okay, so Raj, there's some great advice. Dave wants to go, let's say Dave's team wants to go all in on video. How do you, I mean, I was able to source a guy like Brad, which is just, it's a luxury to have someone as talented as Brad sort of in my neighborhood. If you don't have a Brad Patterson in your neighborhood, how do you go about sourcing somebody to do this for you?
Right. Well, I think it just starts, I mean, there's not a lot of Brads out there, that's for sure, right? He's super talented and passionate about what he does and able to, like, think like a producer, right? So I think a great place is just start social, start Facebook. Hey, look in. Is there any wedding videographers out there that are bored during the week? They're just shooting on the weekends. Maybe start there, right? Start with, like, a wedding guy and say, hey, I know you do weddings, and there's a bit of a storyline, like, wedding videographers are getting really good now. So there's this whole story that they're doing with the wedding, the rehearsal dinner, the bride's getting dressed, the guy's out doing the bachelor party. I mean, they're putting it all together. So why don't you start with that, you know, and say, hey, I'll give you, my budget's this. Can you try it? Oh, by the way, I have a team of 20 agents. If you do really good here, then maybe we could get something going, right? So maybe start there. But if you're a broker or run a team or manage it, whatever you're doing, and you see your agents are texting you, David, like, we got to go in on all in on video, then it's an easy decision to buy your own stuff. It really is. And to have that stuff and give access to your agents to have that stuff. I mean, that's what we've done.
Okay. A little bit more there, Dave. Do you get your answer? Wedding photographer.
Well, I was just going to ask the exact same question. You know, who do I go out and find? But I mean, you know, or the junior college, the local, there's a video class there. There could be a lot of different sources to start, you know, an interview.
Absolutely.
And kind of, like Raj said, then you have to be the director of that whole thing, though.
Absolutely. You know what? And maybe there's a couple other agents in your office initially that want to do video too as well, and you all go in on a timeshare on a videographer and you bring them on board, and the best thing about it is if they're not out shooting video for your house, that camera better be rolling on community or better be rolling on an agent interview or better be rolling. I mean, if you're paying someone on the clock, that camera's rolling, and then guess what? No one else can catch up to you in your neighborhood. That's what I think anyway. A couple more questions before we let you guys go. Number one, Raj, I've shot a video, I've got it edited, Brad's done it, it's awesome, I've got it uploaded to YouTube, now what?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's so funny that you asked that, because I've seen great videos with like 10 hits, and I'm like, are you kidding? This is brilliant. Like, what? So, it's a content strategy, and this goes back to like 2008, really. Like, what are you doing with the content that you have? So back then it was like, we had a beautiful photo, we just got a great new listing. What do we do with it? So it's engaging now and making the story resonate on different social channels to different people that you're connected with. And it's not all the same day. It's a strategy over multiple days to get it out. And if you're able to do that consistently, you're creating a hyperlocal voice, which Google recognizes, and you're feeding Google that Google juice that it loves so much. Like, oh my gosh, there's another Raj listing, Raj Real Estate, Raj Real Estate Orange County, video, photography, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Vine, Instagram, oh my gosh. Like, Google recognizes that. So, but you can't do it all in the same day, and you don't want to bug your friends to just come see my open house today, 1 to 4, I mean, oh my gosh, gag me. So, you got to be creative. Again, it's a whole production, right? It's a little bit different than cutting, editing, and doing all that, but now you're producing your content calendar, which needs to be pushed out. The art of social, and there's so many great people out there who are doing social right, but how do you take social, make it engaging and relevant and genuine, and push it out, and then get people to interact with you, and then you talk back, make sure you don't miss a post, don't miss a reply, don't miss a tweet. How do you do that? Right? It's having someone in-house helping you do all that, right? Because when you get to 20, 30, or 400 agents, it's a lot of work. It's a ton. So you need to manage that. So again, we brought video in-house. We brought social in-house. I mean, that's just how we do it.
But you're speaking as a broker more than an individual agent, obviously. But that's the goal, is to build something, a team like Dave has or we have, where you can start bringing those people on board. And then you just start growing and growing. And you're running a business once again.
Yeah, so team is the new I.
Yeah.
Right? We're not tennis players anymore. We're not one-on-one. There's no way, if you're going to sling 50 to 60 homes a year, you cannot do it on your own. It's absolutely impossible, especially at this level. There's no way.
Brad, Vimeo versus YouTube.
Well, I use Vimeo just because of now. Maybe YouTube will catch up in the future, but just of now, when I shoot HD, I want people to see HD. I don't spend all that time and all that effort to shoot HD to someone to watch it in 360p and look horrible. So that really bugs me, personally. So I use Vimeo because when they click on it, it's full HD right away. It looks more professional. People associate YouTube with, you know, just making little videos and throwing them up. Vimeo's not. It's more used by, you know, cinematographers and videographers, and yeah, it's more professional for sure.
Raj, same question, because I think your answer's a little different.
Yeah, so we obviously were on both platforms. We're on Vimeo, and that's kind of where we start on Vimeo. We upload our videos to Vimeo. It's private. We're going back and forth like, hey, cut this. At 1 minute, 5 seconds, they said, let's get rid of that. Let's voice that over. Let's do whatever we can. Then we make it public once it's done. Then we push it to YouTube, and then everything else on demand. But what's interesting is if you do a Google search, it's almost 50-50 what will show up first, the YouTube video or the Vimeo video. So I can't really figure that out. So if there's any SEO gurus out there that can explain that to me, obviously Google owns YouTube, so you would assume that would rank higher than a Vimeo video of the same exact listing, but it's 50-50 for us, so we're on both.
And when you embed, do you embed Vimeo or do you embed YouTube?
We're embedding YouTube right now, okay. Only because we want that. I think the public is more on YouTube, right? So. And I think professionals are more on Vimeo, so we're embedding via YouTube. And on high def, so 1080p. We're obviously shooting in 1080p, Vimeo's in 1080p, and on YouTube you have the option 360, 480, 720, 1080p.
Yeah. Raj, maybe when we met each other and we had a quick little chat, which was awesome, I asked you a couple questions, and I just want to end on this, maybe it's a little unfair question, but who cares? I know that you don't skirt around answers too much, but what has the reaction been for you in the local market from your competition based on what you're building there in Orange County with the boutique real estate market? Because I think that's interesting. I think when you see the reactions of people in your own marketplace, it's a really good barometer that you're doing the right thing sometimes because of the reaction. What has the reaction in Orange County been to you and your team?
Yeah, the reaction is kind of all over the board. So one, they either love us and like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. How did you do that? And then they start following us on Facebook, on Twitter, adding me as a friend, or adding my wife or my kids or everyone on the team as friends, right? Or we call them like they're kind of stalkers. They want to know what we do. They're calling our office admin trying to get the scoop on us. So they either love us or hate us, but I think overall we're raising the bar for agents all around us. We're not doing it to outsling the guy in the big broker shop next door. We're doing it because we're passionate. We love what we're doing. We're creating an experience. We're really building a culture within ourselves. So if they love us, they have an opportunity to come talk to us, and maybe they're a right fit for our team. We don't hire everyone. We say no more than we say yes. So we're real strict on that. So, but the reaction, I think, overall in the public's eye has been absolutely amazing, and there hasn't been a single ROI that has been as beneficial to our team and our brokerage and our individual agents as video. Enough said, tweet that out. But that's kind of where we are right now. And we're kind of looking for, like, the next thing right now. Like, what can we do to push it even further? And I'm sure Michael and David, you're like, oh, my gosh, you're freaking me out. And Brad's
no,
like,
I love it. I love it.
Love it.
Yeah. But that's kind of where we're at right now. So this one that we're shooting next week, I'm really trying to push the envelope. It's a multi-million dollar home, so we're just trying to push it and see what we come up with.
I love all that stuff. In fact, when Vine first came out, I wasn't really sure how to use it. I think one of my first tweets was, hey, Raj, when you figure this out, can you let me know? Can you let me know what you're doing with it? But you have this attitude that Dave and I have definitely, and we've grown this show because of it. What is your willingness to share? What's the benefit to Raj and this attitude of paying it forward that is a lot more prevalent in our industry now than it was before, where I can reach out to people like Katie Lantz, who's come on the show a couple of times, reach out to you. What is this willingness to share that's new in our industry, or I'm more aware of it now than I did before?
Well, you know, I think that's just how I was brought up. I mean, that's all I could really say. There's a lot of agents who don't share. You call them for any information. I mean, it's literally a hang-up, right? You text them, they don't even reply back. But I just feel like if we're able to push, like we have a voice, and our voice is much larger now with social, so we're able to raise the bar at a certain level and a certain pace, right? So that's kind of where our attitude comes from. I mean, within our contracts that our individual agents have, I mean, we have like a non-disclosure and a non-compete in our contract, but everything we do is so public, right? Everything we do is in the public's eye. So we're not giving that information freely, but you could really like watch what we do and kind of figure it out. It's not going to be a Raj video, that's for sure, but you could really learn by observing, because there are so many great examples out there of people who are awesome at social, who are genuine and intentional, and really make a want to make a connection with you. And it's not for monetary gain. I have no monetary gain by being on the show. I mean, you guys didn't send me a check or anything. I mean, I have no sponsor ads flashing my signs down from behind me, you know? I didn't want those to be on the air. So
cancel the check. I wrote it right out.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm here because I like you guys. You know, I like what you're doing. And I think there's a value for your voice and our industry. And that's why I'm on the show.
Thanks, Raj. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Brad, how do people get a hold of you? How do people hunt down Revit TV? Go ahead and let people know how they can get a hold of you and your company.
It's pretty easy. You can just type in Revit TV in Google, or just Revit in Google, and it'll come up. There's contact right there on my website. Not a problem. I'm not as big on the Twitter and the Facebook. I still need to get on that a little bit more and be a little bit more active. But I'm easy to find. Just Revit TV. That's all you need to know.
And if anyone in the Vancouver market agent wants to sit down and have a cup of coffee and chat about the possibilities, obviously you're up to having a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, anytime.
Awesome. Same question to you, Raj. How do people get a hold of Raj Kazar and the Boutique Real Estate Group out there in Orange County?
Yeah, so on the lower third, the boutiquere.com, and on the top right of our website is all our social icons, so you can connect with us there on every individual agent page there. They have their Facebook, their Twitter, and their LinkedIn profiles, so connect with our agents there. For me, I'm pretty much everywhere at Raj Kassar, R-A-J-Q-S-A-R. So you can find me everywhere. Just Google me. I should come up. And that's it. Yeah.
And you do really walk the walk, Raj. Like, there's some people out there. I mean, the No Tweet Left Behind that Katie Lance talks about. I'm always impressed, Raj, about you. And the nice thing about social media is, when we met each other in Orange County, you were the person, face-to-face, belly-to-belly, that I thought you would be based on the way you behave and interact on social media. And I think that's one of the true messages people have to understand. Authenticity will be what, you know, what separates you in the future. And you are who you say you are, and I always appreciate when we chat on Twitter or in other platforms that you do engage with people, even though you've got a million plates spinning. So a really cool shout out for you.
Thanks, man.
Dave, takeaways, I know you got to have some, but what did you, I mean, we've talked about video so much, but this is a completely different conversation about video that we had on this particular show. What's your sort of takeaway?
Well, what we've talked about in the past an awful lot is that, you know, what's the next thing that's coming? Or what's the next thing that's already here that we haven't discovered? And for me, it's this high-end video and this all-in. It's like I kind of got that concept. I like that. If you're going to excel and get better every year, it's unless you're watching these kinds of things and embracing some of the things that Raj said, it's going to be harder and harder to find those things. And this, to me, my takeaway is this quote, all-in. I find it very that's very interesting, and I already got my team members sending me texts telling me we need to go all in. Now, I don't know what that means in our market, but you know, we're looking to stay way ahead of the curve, and this just could be one of the ways to do it. It's fascinating. I like it a lot.
Well, I think high end video is much like tattoos. Not that I have a tattoo, but I got friends that do. It says you know, you can't have just one. Once you get one, I think video could be very addicting. Once you get the return on investment, I think once you see it come, it's one of those ones you'll just keep rolling and rolling. I cannot wait to have Brad come out and do our next video, because the response we had was ridiculous, and we're the only ones doing it in our marketplace, and that's a huge advantage. So a little shout out to anyone that wants to be the leader. Go ahead and do that. Dave, why don't you plug our next episode, which is September the 20th, next Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. Go ahead and let us know who we're going to have on the show.
Well, I don't know who we're going to have on the show, to be honest. Well, unless
it's a person that fills the spot right behind you.
Is it going to be us?
That's you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, Vanessa and I will be on the show, and we're going to talk about the listening presentation class that we taught for RE/MAX Success University. It's all actually, it's a 2.5-hour video you can watch, and got a lot of tools, and we'll talk about some of the highlights of listening presentations.
I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to pick your brain. It was an amazing 2.5 hours. There's such a great lot of content. I really want to talk about the bit of going back and forth that you do have at the listing presentation table with potential clients. It's going to be a great episode, tons of awesome information, and I'm really excited to have Vanessa on the show. So if you have any referrals heading out to the East Coast of the United States, get a hold of Dave. He'll get you in the hands of the right RE/MAX agent out there on the East Coast. If you have anything coming out to the West Coast of Canada, get a hold of me, and I'll get you in the hands of the right RE/MAX agent here on the West Coast of Canada. Sorry, Raj, this is the RE/MAX show. And as Melanie Gallia of RE/MAX Fort McMurray wants us to end every show, please tell 5 other RE/MAX agents about Mobile Agent TV. We grow each day, and we're able to reach out to people like Raj to have them come on the show and without having to send that check, Dave, that you're going to go to the mailbox and get right now to save us some money. And so we appreciate that. Brad, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your expertise. Super
thank
talented.
You.
I really encourage anyone in the Vancouver market to pick up the phone, send out an email, get a hold of Brad. You won't be disappointed. He really blows my mind. I had no idea what it took to produce one of these videos. It was exciting to be a part of, and it's something we'll do again and again and again. Raj, thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you a month or so back. I'm sure we'll bump into each other in conferences in the future, and I really appreciate, David and I really appreciate you taking some time and coming on the show.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
See ya. And Dave, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Looking forward to doing the episode with Vanessa. Thank you, everyone, for watching. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Mobile Agent Radio.